Boulevard, and if they will call my office at 252-756-8300.
Bill Jenkins with the Clement Companies. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparing for tomorrow.
3.7 WTIB, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount, Henry Hinton, and Talk of the Town is next.
It's from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. Sexual assaults in the military.
We've had 20 years of promises.
California Senator Barbara Boxer, who wants changes in how assault cases are handled. She says military prosecutors should get involved. But the debate over changing the rules has been caught up in partisan gridlock. ABC's Vic Ratner explains.
Plans to vote on how to deal with sexual assault in the military broke down in the Senate in a dispute over other issues in the big defense bill. And the Senate ground to a halt because of the deadlock. Senate Leader Harry Reid says there are 350 proposed amendments to the bill, and the dispute is over which and how many will get votes.
The Senate is also getting close to a potential showdown over judicial nominees. The Republican minority has been blocking the president's nominees. The majority Democrats are close to forcing a vote that would change the rules on those Senate filibusters. A jumbo jet cargo plane bound for McConnell Air Force Base in Kansas has landed at the wrong airport.
Sky 4241 Heavy, we saw the plane on the radar, and it appears that you are at Chapala Airport.
That's chatter between the aircraft and the flight control. And apparently there was confusion over which plane Air Force or which airport the plane had landed at. Now it's going to have to be towed to another airport that can handle that large jumbo jet. Congressman Trey Radel, who pleaded guilty yesterday to cocaine possession, now says he's going to take a leave of absence. The Florida Republican was given a year's probation. A congresswoman from New York City was attacked and robbed in Washington, D.C. Democrat Grace Meng says she was walking home from dinner and got hit from behind. She's okay. This is ABC News.
Let's get it started.
I own three coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
My name is Sue Smith. I'm 38, and I work at a graphic design company. And the teenage me would tell you,
I wouldn't be into drawing and art if it wasn't for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. My big sister showed me early on that I could do anything. And to the young me,
that meant a lot. My big sister's name is Sheila, and Sheila is the reason that this 8-year-old grows up to have an amazing job as a graphic designer.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping Big Brothers, Big Sisters help a child. Start something today at BigBrothersBigSisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Another round of talks between the U.S. and other Western countries and Iran over its nuclear program. ABC's Kurt Radia is in Geneva, Switzerland.
The first day of talks with Iran were brief but positive, according to European and American officials. On Thursday, negotiations are expected to resume in full, aimed at hammering out a temporary deal to roll back elements of Iran's nuclear program in exchange for limited sanctions relief. A senior U.S. official dismissed congressional and Israeli concerns, saying negotiators need to, quote, shut out the noise, unquote, and see if a deal is possible. We're not in a rush just to get any deal done, the official said. Time is not unlimited, but we're making good progress. Kirat Radia, ABC News, Geneva.
The newspaper industry has been hit by declining subscriptions. Now the Tribune Company says it's cutting another 700 jobs as it restructures its newspaper business. Tribune owns the Los Angeles Times, Chicago Tribune, and other papers. Richard Davies, ABC News.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, everyone. It's 43 degrees outside at 7:04. I'm Heather King. Troopers are investigating a fatal crash that killed a pedestrian in Craven County overnight. Dispatchers with the Highway Patrol confirmed they got the call to the wreck near the intersection of Highway 70 and East Fisher Avenue around 10 p.m. Wednesday night. That location is between Carolina Colors and Havelock. Officials said a pedestrian in the wreck was killed. That person's name has not yet been released. We'll keep you posted on any other injuries or charges in this case. A three-month investigation called Operation Grinder turned up several busts of convenience and tobacco stores in Greenville Wednesday. State and local law enforcement served search warrants at 11 shops in Greenville. One of the items targeted is a dilutant drink. Police say they're used to defraud drug tests, but they're often sold as vitamin supplements. We're told the items confiscated include counterfeit money, drugs, and a handgun. There were 12 arrests for felony and misdemeanor charges in just one day. A federal appeals court is rejecting a North Carolina widow's lawsuit blaming the Coast Guard for failing to save her husband's life, saying the agency does not have an obligation to launch life-saving rescues. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, ruled Wednesday that North Carolina residents Susan and Roger Turner suffered an accident in 2007, not Coast Guard negligence. Judges said the federal law authorizes but does not oblige the Coast Guard to launch rescue efforts. The court said Susan and Roger Turner toppled off their 20-foot-long motorboat in bad weather after a friend's July 4th holiday party. Neither wore a life jacket. They were reported overdue after midnight, but the Coast Guard did not launch a search boat until 8 hours later. Marines and sailors who have spent the last 7 months abroad are returning home just in time for Thanksgiving. Troops of the Marine Light Attack Helicopter Squadron 167 have been in Afghanistan, providing close air support and medical evacuations, among other tasks. They've been there for 7 months. Nearly 170 Marines and sailors stationed at New River Air Station in Jacksonville are due home right about now. A local man is looking to score big savings on electronics. He is already camping out for Black Friday at the Best Buy. Robert Prine of Richland set up his tent outside the Best Buy in Jacksonville Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. He says he wants to make sure he gets an Xbox One gaming system, which hits store shelves tonight at midnight. But he's not calling it quits after that. Prine says he'll be camping out there until Black Friday for a 65-inch Samsung TV, which he says he will save more than $1,000 on. Deals are not the only reasons he's living off the sidewalk. Prine says the experience is what makes the low prices worth the wait. Prine says the longest he's camped out for Black Friday before was 48 hours. He also told us he was mad that he was not the first person in the country to set up a tent. People at a Best Buy in Akron, Ohio got there first. It's 7:07 on this Thursday with your WITN News Update. I'm Heather King.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Cloudy skies for most of the day today. A slight chance of a shower late, but shouldn't be anything to worry about for your Thursday. Only about a 10% chance. For tonight, cloudy skies continuing, then becoming partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. For Friday, again, partly sunny skies with a high of 72 degrees. For tomorrow night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming cloudy overnight with a low near 55. And for Saturday, the 40% chance of showers, highs in the low 60s and lows in the upper 20s. Right now, it is 43 degrees in Greenville, Talk of the Town, Thursday, the 21st day of November, 2013. This is your Thursday TOT. A lot to get to here. Stay tuned. Your drive time is 7:08.
It's the big finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Hey folks, this is Chip Davis. We want to say thanks to all of our customers in Eastern North Carolina this holiday season. We invite everyone to come see our selection of new cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans during our annual Big Finish sales event. We're offering great financing options and big savings for you.
The end of the year is the absolute best time to buy a new car at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. You'll get huge end-of-year savings on all remaining new 2013s. But that's not all. Even the new 2014 models have been discounted for this big finish event. Get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2013 Chrysler and Ram vehicles. Or lease the new 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $359 a month.
It's finally here. Come see us now for the best selection. You don't want to miss the big finish at East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, across from the Cracker Barrel in Greenville.
Grand Cherokee lease payments based on 39 months with $24.99 down. See dealer for details.
Home for the holidays. Let Allbritt Interiors help you celebrate your home this holiday season with big savings on all floor items and 20% off custom orders from CR Lane. Shop Allbritt Interiors for lamps, rugs, pictures, and unique items arriving just in time to make your home sparkle. New carpet and fresh new wallpaper will get your home ready for company. Allbritt Interiors can make your home shine this season and in the new year to come. Allbritt Interiors, 109 West Fire Tower Road, open Monday through Saturday.
When you think of local, what comes to mind? Certainly ECU, Our thriving medical district and always growing population all come to mind. Now you can add one more thing. Dingbatter Seafood Restaurant, serving you fresh caught seafood from only local waters, is what we do every day. So when you think local, think Dingbatters, located at 111 Fire Tower Road in Winterville, just beside Short Adore Seafood Market. And remember, when freshness matters, come to Dingbatters.
Use vehicle 740 Beacon with approved credit. Terms of down payment may vary. Payments first 3 months and resumes to normal. See dealer for details.
Attention Rocky Mount and surrounding areas. The Credit Doctor is curing over 200 Toyotas at Bobby Murray Toyota through Saturday. $79 down is all you need for any Camry, Corolla, RAV4, Tacoma, or 4Runner. Payments from $109 a month. Low mileage vehicles from $39.99. The Credit Doctor says if you're breathing and make over $250 a week, you could drive home today. Toyotas from $39.99. All you need is $79 down. When the Credit Doctor liquidates over 200 Toyotas at Bobby Murray Toyota, prescription prices start at $39.99. $79 down. Or payments from $109 a month. For immediate attention, call James Barnes, our GSM, at 800-745-2686. Or online at bmurraytoyota.com. Bobby Murray Toyota, Wesleyan Boulevard, Rocky Mount.
The heart of Rocky Mount beats at Bobby Murray.
This is Talk of the Town.
Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
On 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning. Stepping on my way. Good morning. Strength to give me just what I need. And I can feel the hope.
43 degrees at 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Welcome in to Thursday Talk of the Town. Today is November 21st. Good to have you here. McGee is here with me this morning.
Good morning, Hen.
And Heather will be here shortly. Heather King from WITN. And Mike Buscemi is producing this morning for radio and television. He's like an octopus in there. He's got hands on all buttons, and he's got it going on. Michael's a jack of all trades. He was out yesterday shooting video at Tab Premium Homes, or day before yesterday, right?
That is correct.
We have to work on that today, by the way. We have a new video segment for Tab that we're going to put on. While I'm talking about that, why don't I go ahead and mention that they are one of our sponsors, of course, and the folks at Tab Premium Built Homes in now in Greenville with a second office. It's the Southern Living House Plan Resource Center. Tab Premium Builders, Andy Bayless, the same builder you've been hearing about for years. He built Nicholas Sparks' home down in New Bern and Curtis Strange's home down in Moorhead City. You want a top quality home, I'm telling you, Tab is where you need to go. But don't think you can't afford a Tab home. Stop in and let them chat with you about what you want. And they may be even to be able to provide you with a free house plan if you choose one of the Southern Living house plans. Because Andy and the guys at Tab are one of only 100 builders in the country that have been designated an official Southern Living builder. And they approach each home the same. They start in the 300s. Don't think because he's built homes for celebrities that he would pay any less attention to your home. Trust me. Talk to somebody who's had a Tab home built for him, and you'll know what I'm talking about. And stop in and see the new Southern Living House Plan Resource Center. In the Lindale shops right next to Finelli's Cafe, 13 after. Going to be cloudy today and 64. Cloudy this evening, becoming partly cloudy after midnight. Cloudy on Friday. And then showers possible on Saturday. Do we know what time the showers? We're certainly hoping that they don't affect the. I will tell you this, though. It's cloudy in Raleigh already after last night.
Yeah. It's a little.
You talk about cloudy. It's cloudy over there at NC State this morning.
Yeah.
Let's see the. Let's see if we can figure out the showers. I think the showers will come after the game. Would be ashamed for that for it to rain on the East Carolina NC State game. It rained inside the RBC Center last night. Is that still the RBC Center?
PNC Arena.
Whatever. Whatever bank has it now. So if you haven't heard, it was NC State's turn. It was Carolina's turn, what, Monday night?
Sunday night.
They got beat by Belmont.
Yep.
Last night, NC State defeated in basketball by?
North Carolina Central. North Carolina Central. That's what I'm talking about.
For the first time
tonight,
the Eagles have knocked off.
What was that? Where was that coming from? That's coming off your laptop, by the way. You got something open. You got to kill that.
Got it.
Yeah. So they went to overtime last night, and NC State loses to North Carolina Central. That's pretty shocking, isn't it?
It was.
The Golden Boy over there, Mike. The one thing they've been excited about is basketball and Mike Gottfried.
Mark.
Yeah, him too. Mark.
Yeah.
Mike was his brother.
Bueller.
Now, I was watching that game, and I told my wife, I said,
I was going to bed and flipping around, and I didn't realize it was on. I would have watched it. She said, it was on Fox Sports.
Yeah. And she said, Trent, shut up. We're not that good. I said, honey.
Oh, that's right. I forgot your wife.
I said, honey, you.
Dr. Lauren is a wolf packer.
And a devout wolf. She said, we're not that good. I said, honey, it's North Carolina Central. I mean, you're not.
Are they not that good? I thought they were going to be better this year. No?
No, they're not as talented, in my opinion.
Obviously.
You know, you lose Scott Wood. That was a huge loss. You lose
What are we finding out about the ACC with this? Belmont? North Carolina Central? East Carolina almost beats Duke?
That it could be a good time for Syracuse and Notre Dame to come into the league to play basketball? I don't know. I'll have to wait and see.
Is there parity in college basketball now?
It's looking like it is early in the season, doesn't it?
I don't know.
So, we'll see.
Some interesting things in the paper this morning. I just read in the Greenville paper this morning, and I see that the Pitt County Board of Elections held their hearing yesterday on the District 3 potential. Catherine Wetherington, our friend who runs Winslow's Cafe, had protested the election and asked for a new election because of voting irregularities. And there were some technicalities. Some of the so you know what? One of the reasons they threw some of the, after reading this morning, one of the reasons they threw this out is because some of the affidavits that some of the students wrote said that they had voted at the Pitt County office buildings when they had really voted at the Ag Center. Well, you want to know the truth? Remember me getting that confused?
Yep, you did.
Remember me saying that, you know, I thought that the Pitt County office buildings were the ones over by the jail across the river, and that's where I went to vote. That's where I voted. So I totally understand the confusion, because the truth of the matter is when they announced that one of the early voting sites was the Pitt County office buildings, Pitt County offices, I thought that meant over there across the river where Pitt County owns a bunch of offices, including the Ag Center and the Arboretum is, and the health department's over there, and the jail is over there. Those are all Pitt County offices, too. So because some of the kids that had written affidavits said they had voted, they had tried to vote at the Pitt County offices, and there were irregularities there, it turns out they were really voting at the Ag Center. It was a technicality, and some of the affidavits were totally dismissed during the protest hearing yesterday, and that's too bad. Because what we really want to get to is where their voting irregularities, right? Not do these students, misunderstand the meaning of Pitt County offices. So I hate that. But here's the thing. I mean, they've dismissed it. It was unanimous by the Board of Elections, and now we have a new city council. And I'm just going to repeat what I've said before. I think I said that I would be watching closely. I'm watching closely, and I hope that the entire electorate of the city of Greenville will watch very closely what this city council prioritizes, because you know what? I'm already hearing some crazy stuff coming out of there. You know, I told you before it's going to be like Chapel Hill East. Somebody told me that there's already, that some of the things on the agenda for future, you know, they're one of the council members is already talking about initiatives for the gay and lesbian and transgender population of Greenville. What's that got to do with the city council? One of the city council people wants the city to impose a some sort of a fee to allow people who cannot get their pet. Now your wife's a veterinarian,
right?
If you can't afford to get your vets, your dogs and cats to the vets, they want the city to take care of that. Is that the purpose of city tax money? I'm watching it. I hope other people do too.
I tell you, if those issues come to the table,
I'm telling you, that is going to be. Stick to what the city business is. Woo. And get off of this liberal agenda stuff that nobody wants to hear from the Greenville City Council. It's going to be crazy. There's going to be a backlash to that. And I'm telling you, I hope people will be watching it very closely. Speaking of that, did you get that McCrory thing queued up? Pat McCrory was on MSNBC yesterday with Chuck Todd, and the Republican Governors Association starts their meeting, I believe, today or was it yesterday in Scottsdale, Arizona. And Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey, who's just been reelected in New Jersey, is now the head of the Republican Governors Association. Some of the other prominent governors, Scott Walker from Wisconsin, Pat McCrory, Jan Brewer from Arizona. I guess she's still the governor out there, isn't she?
I believe she is.
Some of the high-profile governors across the country. But Chuck Todd, yesterday on MSNBC, interviewed Pat McCrory live from Arizona, and one of the things that he took him to task for, McCrory was talking about the agenda trying to bring jobs and those kind of things, and of course, Chuck Todd, the liberal political analyst for NBC and MSNBC, jumping on McCrory yesterday saying, what's that agenda you got, that crazy right-wing agenda you folks are doing in North Carolina got to do with jobs, including that voter ID law you passed? You know, nobody wants that voter ID law. That's crazy. And so McCrory had to remind him that some of the polls here in North Carolina show that 80% of the voters, which means a great deal of even Democrats, thought that the voter ID bill made sense. Roll that. Listen to a little bit of the interview.
This, what part of voter ID laws does that have to do with bringing jobs to North Carolina? Why pursue that, which is a very divisive issue in your state?
Divisive?
Well, actually, it's percent approval in my state, so it's not as divisive as the national media puts on it. In fact, our laws are much more liberal than even the state of New York. The voter IDs are common sense. We require an ID to get Sudafed in North Carolina, to get food stamps in North Carolina. To have a basic ID to vote is common sense laws that are available, I think, in over 32 states in the United States of America. So I think some of the voter ID controversy is more created than real on the ground.
Well, all right. So let's set aside the voter ID.
So McCrory says to him, You say that the voter ID bill is very divisive. The national media continues to say that it's a very divisive law. McCrory just says to him, it's 80% of the people in North. It's not divisive in North Carolina. Only divisive because you liberal media types keep bringing it up. And 80% of the people in North Carolina, which means a lot of Democrats, actually agree with the voter ID bill. And of course, Todd wouldn't back down on it. Here's more of it.
We'll push for shortening early voting. Why push for this issue of not having same day voter registration? I say that because you sit there, voter ID. Sure. You can make the voter ID argument. Well, then why also try to curtail early voting? It's hard not to look at it and say, geez, Republicans are getting whipped in early voting, and that's why they don't want early voting.
Well, we didn't shorten early voting. We compacted the calendar, but we're going to have the same hours in which polls are open in early voting, and we're going to have more polls available. So we're actually, it's going to be almost identical. It's just the schedule has changed. The critics are kind of using that line when, in fact, the legislation does not shorten the hours for early voting. And by the way, states like New York have no early voting, so it's kind of ironic that Eric Holder is suing us and not suing the state of New York. So I think it's more about politics there than anything else. And by the way, we also closed some lobbying
rules. So it's not politics on your side?
There've
been plenty. It's not political.
No, this is not political at all.
You don't see any political benefit for the Republicans in these more restrictive laws.
No, actually, if you survey, most Democrats also agree with our laws and voter ID. So I think it's common sense laws, and I think it's much ado about nothing and trying to protect the integrity.
There you go. So that's part of the interview yesterday with, you know, it's like, no matter what kind of argument McCrory would make, and using statistics, Chuck Todd would come back and say, oh, but this is very, divisive, and it's very political, and it's this, and it's that. And Pat was coming back and saying, no, it's not, and here's the reason why it's not. Look, even Democrats wanted this. But, that interview right there is a microcosm of the spin that they're going to put on McCrory and Christie and Scott Walker and all of the Republican governors as we move toward 2014 and 2016. So you want to know why the governor's polling numbers are down? I mean, there you go. People, and some people will listen to guys like Chuck Todd, who clearly has an agenda. And they look at him and go, oh, you know what? I like Chuck Todd. He's good. He's a political guy. He's an analyst. He's on there with Brian Williams. And, but folks, let me tell you something. They're liberal as all get. If that doesn't prove it, they're just liberal as all get out. Don't confuse them with the facts, because if the facts don't fit their political mantra at the moment, very frustrating. Mm. I have to hand it to Governor McCrory.
I thought he handled it well.
He kept his cool pretty well. There was more to that, too. You can see that on the MSNBC website. If you dare go there, it may blow your computer up. 26 after 7. Cloudy and 64 today. Again, cloudy skies this evening. 48 degrees. It's not too unpleasant out there this morning.
No, it feels pretty good right now.
Yesterday afternoon got a little breezy. And cool. Yeah, it did.
Okay, cool. Sure did.
I was listening, driving home last night, late yesterday afternoon, listening to Sean Hannity here on the station. He was talking about this guy, this Republican congressman from Florida, Trey Radell. Is that how you pronounce it? Radell?
I heard some of that, too.
Yeah. He has been charged with possession of cocaine. This guy ran on the Tea Party ticket down there, and, of course, everybody's going crazy about it in Florida right now. See, we told you those Tea Party people couldn't be trusted. Here's Jay Leno from last night talking about the whole thing. Maybe. 2, 3, 4. Nothing's playing on my computer this morning, Michael. You know what I think it is? I got so many files open on this computer that nothing will play. But I don't know how it's. You can't click out of anything on this crazy computer. So I now have 85 files open. All right, we'll come back to that. 27. It's the truth. It's the absolute truth. What else did I have in the newspaper I wanted to bring up? Oh, I watched the. I watched online yesterday Obama's ceremony. Some of it, anyway. Where he honored Dean Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And they honored like 6 people with this Presidential Medal of Freedom. And he presented it to Linnea Smith, who, by the way, my days in Chapel Hill when I was doing the radio up there, I got to know Linnea. She's a lovely woman. And she was there yesterday and accepted the award from Obama. Obama was just reading whatever the staff had given him. It wasn't a whole lot of passion, and I didn't sense a lot of passion from him about Dean Smith. But when he got to Gloria Steinem, Gloria Steinem also got this award yesterday, and I was thinking, child, please don't put my one of my heroes up there with Gloria Steinem. But it was sad that Coach Smith was not able to be there yesterday because of the continued illness. Just really sad. I hated that happened. Heather is here.
Yeah, I want to ask Heather about this Black Friday deal, Camping Out Now.
I saw that on Heather's show on TV this morning. Is that in Greenville where the guy's already?
Man. No, he's in Jacksonville. It's a Richlands man.
Yeah.
And he's already camping out.
He got there at 3 o'clock yesterday.
set up his tent, ready to
come
go.
Come on, man.
I know.
What are you doing?
And he's there until Thanksgiving night.
Yeah, he's going to stay there till the Black Friday deal. I guess it's a 65-inch Samsung that he says he's going to save like $1,000 on. So,
I saw the interview you had with him this morning, though, but he was talking about how it was more about helping your neighbors. And I was having a hard time connecting the dots. I was like,
I don't know.
He was like, it's not just about me getting a good deal on a TV. It's about me helping my neighbors. And I was thinking, I'll have what he's having.
Yeah. Roll it up, please.
What was he having? I don't know.
That was not part of our report.
Yeah. The Best Buys and the Walmarts and all, they're going to open early on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, they're opening. I think Kmart's opening Thanksgiving morning. Those folks have to work all day.
And my wife is already talking about doing it.
That in itself is just ridiculous.
I'm like, can you please not go shopping on Thanksgiving, for crying out loud?
Mm. Are you hosting? Are you going to be? Is she doing a lot?
Well, yeah, we're having some family at the house.
Yeah.
But if she goes shopping, I'm going golfing.
Okay. Yeah. Fair enough deal.
But I bet the golf courses will be closed too, right?
No, typically on Thanksgiving Day, they'll open. Only the day they close is Christmas.
They do? Oh.
Christmas Day.
Well, if the golf courses are open, then Best Buy.
They might close early, but they'll be open.
All's fair. Yeah. All's fair.
I think it sounds like a very fair deal, actually.
I'm good with it now.
You should. Go swing the clubs a little bit. Yeah. The weather on Wednesday looks horrible for travel right now. So if people are thinking about hitting the roads for Thanksgiving, the busy travel day, the Wednesday before, lots of rain up and down the East Coast, so it could be a mess.
I know, yeah.
So stay home.
And we're gonna have a great pregame show that Friday morning. Of course, that's the day of the big Marshall game. We're gonna be doing our pregame show that Friday. Here's what you guys do. Black Friday. Now this Friday night we're doing the pregame show on Friday for the NC State game. We're doing it at we're gonna be doing it on the waterfront. Have you got that Logan cut?
I did.
Have you got And McGee's special guest is going to be Steve Logan. Now, Coach Logan's not going to be down there, but Trent taped an interview with Steve Logan last night that will air on the Choose Pews Pirate Game Day Countdown last night. And here's the way it starts right here.
Coach, I do have a bone to pick with you because I consider myself fairly knowledgeable when it comes to football. But since you began hosting your call-in show, which airs on Monday nights here on 103.7, my wife compares every statement I make to what you say on your show, and that has been very hard to live up to.
Well, I just want you to know your wife sounds like an extremely intelligent woman with great discernment, because guess what? I am right, and you are wrong.
That and a lot more coming up on Friday night. Yeah, I didn't disagree with him. He's right about being right.
I would not disagree with him.
No, I didn't.
So you can hear the whole interview coming up on.
It's really good
coming up on Friday night. And go out and get some. Do you like oysters?
I do.
On the Waterfront has an oyster bar, and 6 to 8 on Friday night we'll be over there. McGee and Pat Jones and.
Jay
Somhalder. If you want to meet Jay Somhalder, the former pirate great and now movie star, is he in that new movie that everybody's talking about? That Tay Diggs movie. What's it called? Best Man or something?
I don't know the name of it.
Oh, Best Man Holiday?
Yes.
I heard it's wonderful.
Yeah. Jay Somhalder's in that movie.
Really? How cool is that? Newsflash.
He's probably in the background at a bar or something. I mean, Jay does all these background shots for these movies, but he was in The Dark Knight Rises.
That's awesome.
He was one of the football players for the Gotham Knights or whatever.
He's getting his IMDb rap sheet going.
That's it.
So come out to On the Waterfront for our Choose Pews Pirate Game Day Countdown. Get ready for NC State and East Carolina. But what I was going to say, on Black Friday, we're going to be down at the new Varsity, which is one of my favorite new restaurants in downtown Greenville. It's in the old building where Bully's Pizza used to be and the Treehouse, and they have great lunch specials. You know what I had down there the other day, which, you know, I never eat for lunch, and I shouldn't eat. If my wife's listening, she's going to kill me. I had hamburger steak and mashed potatoes. I mean, it's not just like sandwich food. It's good food.
Oh, that sounds good.
The Varsity downtown. It's one of your new hangouts, too, mm-hmm. right? And that's where we're going to be doing the pregame for Marshall on that Friday. So, men, and ladies. We're going to have a big pregame pirate party starting at like 10 o'clock that morning.
Yep.
So this Friday night at On the Waterfront, and then the next Friday morning, I think that ball game's kickoff is at noon on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
After, you know, if you don't want to go shopping, come have lunch with us at the Varsity and watch East Carolina Marshall. That's where we're going to be. Hey, Heather, did you have this story about the Durham teenager this morning?
We actually ran that yesterday, but yeah, we're up to speed on it.
But they finally have released more details. I mean, when I guess Lindsay was in here Tuesday morning,
mm-hmm.
when they had just released information that they had put crime scene tape up around the parking lot at the Durham police station.
Right. And when you brought that up, and you said there's something more to this story that's really, really just.
But they finally last night released details. Yeah. But it's still some very sketchy stuff. This is a 17-year-old kid dead in the back of a Durham police car. Now, this is I have a prediction. This is going to end up being a national Nancy Grace news story. Something's going to – this is going to be weird.
How did he get the gun? Is it
– Well,
it just,
no one –
It's
and
so
they,
weird.
And look, they've actually never said it was a gun, but it had to have been a gun.
Well, but we had reported it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Well, you know what? You're exactly right. That's what this the story last night did not say gun.
Okay.
Yeah, last night
this morning they are saying gunshot.
Where in the world, though?
But if you haven't heard this story, so this kid who is 17 years old leaves his house Monday night at about 2 a.m. Tuesday morning, 2 a.m. His sister reported to police later that the reason that he left the house was that his mother had caught him using drugs. And they were worried, and she didn't want him to leave the house, but he just took off and went, left the house in Durham at 2 a.m. So they called the police and said, you know, pick him up. We don't, you know, we're worried about him. Pick him up. So police pick him up, and they're charging him with trespassing. Now, some of the family is now saying, how could he have been trespassing? They picked him up on the street. And so there, you know, there's this already this implication that there shouldn't have been any charges. They should have just brought him home. So the kid gets in the back. They put him in the back seat of the police cruiser, and we do not know if he was handcuffed, right? No one knows if he was handcuffed. In fact, you have to kind of assume now that he was not handcuffed.
You have to.
But as they're pulling into the police station, there's just one officer in the front seat of the car and the kid in the back seat. They're pulling into the police station, and the officer driving the car hears a loud bang out of the back seat. Well, the officer opens the door and dives out of the car, and the car's still moving.
Yeah.
And the car ends up smashing into another police van vehicle there in the parking lot. And so they call 911, and, you know, the 911, the guy calls 911 immediately, says, you know, we need an ambulance over here right now. And the ambulance operator on the 911 tape asked the police officer, are you injured? And his response was, I don't think so.
Yeah,
he wasn't even sure whether he'd been hit at that point or what had happened. And so, you know, 911 gets there, the ambulance gets there, and this kid is in the back seat of the police cruiser dead of a gunshot wound. Now, there are a lot of questions. Was he handcuffed? Why was he arrested? Why was he arrested for trespassing? He was 17 years old. Why wasn't he just taken back home? Some of the family members already saying, you know, how could, you know, was he, why wasn't he handcuffed if he was handcuffed? And then the big question is, was he not frisked?
Right.
He had a gun on him and the police officer didn't know it? And he's in the back seat of his car?
Maybe because it was, you know, because it was a trespassing, you know, didn't seem like that serious of a charge. I mean, I don't know where they allege he was trespassing, but maybe they thought, okay, this 17-year-old kid, we're looking for him. Let's just bring him downtown, whatever, we'll call his folks. They'll come get them.
Right.
They'll come get him, but and didn't frisk him just because they didn't feel like he
was
that big
of a threat. But if the family did notify the police that they caught him using drugs, you would think they would frisk him when they stopped him.
But did they tell them that then? You know, that's we now know that's
actually,
why they
actually,
left.
I don't think they did.
I'm sure they wouldn't have.
I think the original phone call to the police from the mother was just that because she said he was playing video games and he just walked out.
Right. Okay. Well, I wouldn't tell the police that I had caught my son doing drugs.
I don't think she told the police that. It was later after he was found dead. That his sister reported to reporters or to the police that, you know, the real reason that he left home was because my mother had caught him using drugs. Now, here's the other thing. The sister has also told reporters of the News and Observer and other media operations up there in the Triangle that the son has tried to kill himself in the past.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Heard that. It's
that, you know, that they had caught him actually trying to jump out of a window in the past.
How awful.
And that he, you know, that he had stated before that nobody loved him and his mother didn't love him and all this stuff. And so, boy, you talk about tragedy and investigation and national media coming to Durham. That's what's getting ready to happen on this one.
Well, that poor, I mean, no matter where you slice it, that's a mother's heart was literally just ripped out from her chest. It's awful. That is absolutely awful.
Crazy. All right, 7:40. Let's check some sports headlines now, and then Heather will bring us the news headlines. And then we're going to play Genius Quiz. So stand by for all of that. We got prizes this morning from Trips, Ann's Dumplings, and Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. So stand by to dial, but don't dial now. But right now, here's McGee on sports.
All right, hitting with 29 points from senior guard Jeremy Ingram. North Carolina Central knocked off NC State Wednesday night, 82-72 in overtime for its first win over an ACC team. Wolfpack went just 3-for-20 from three. NC State now 2-2 on the season. College football from last night, number 16 Northern Illinois moved to 11-0 after a 35-17 win over Toledo. They now will move on to the MAC title game. Tonight, number 18 UCF welcomes Rutgers. The family of the woman who identified FSU quarterback Jameis Winston as the man who sexually battered her criticized the Tallahassee Police Department Wednesday, saying a detective warned against proceeding with the case because Tallahassee is, quote, a big football town, and she would be, quote, raked over the coals. So this story now, as we thought it was ending a couple of days ago, with the woman claiming she did not want to pursue the case. Now this comes out, so a lot more to deal with for Jameis Winston. That statement was released by the family on December 7th, 2012, where I said it was when the statement came down from the Tallahassee Police Department. NFL action tonight, 8-2 Saints on the road at the 2-8 Falcons. And what one day after ECU played a great basketball game inside Cameron Indoor Stadium, Jeff Lebo announced Wednesday the announcement of three signees that made it official that they would continue their basketball careers for the Pirates. Kenu Aja, Grant Bryant, and Lance Tejada have each signed a national letter of intent to continue their academic and basketball careers here at ECU. Aja will have 2 years of eligibility remaining, while Bryant and Tejada will each have four seasons to compete beginning in the fall of 2014. ECU back in action, guys, on Monday night taking on McNeese State in the consolation round of the NIT season tip-off.
All right, very good. 18 in front of 8 o'clock. Talk of the town here on Thursday morning, 21st day of November. Let's get a break in. Heather King with news headlines coming up next. We'll be right back.
At Brown & Wood, we've been serving Eastern Carolina for over 77 years, continually retraining staff and renovating our facilities to ensure that you get the best sales and service experience anywhere in Eastern Carolina. Before you make a buying decision anywhere else, please visit Brown & Wood Buick. We'll meter beat anyone's deal and share with you the Brown & Wood experience. Maximum savings and best selection. Come visit us next to the Greenville Convention Center, or you can shop us online at brownandwoodauto.com.
When you're considering buying your first home, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. A Wells Fargo Priority Buyer Pre-Approval lets real estate agents and sellers know you're a serious buyer because you're credit approved. That way, you'll be ready to go out and make an offer with confidence. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage is a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., Equal Housing Lender.
This is Jonathan Casnove, Branch Manager at Wells Fargo Home Mortgage. Please call 252-353-4500 to speak to a qualified home mortgage consultant today.
I'm back in the studio with my friend Michael Overton from the Overton Group. And Michael, we've been talking about your new commercial real estate firm. You do commercial leasing and sales, but you also do property management.
We do property management when we have offices in both Greenville and New Bern.
And what type of properties do you manage?
We manage commercial properties as well as multifamily units and single family homes.
So if I've got a property I need managed, why do I come to you?
We have a state-of-the-art technology platform that is a cloud-based property management system. What it allows us to do is market the properties that we lease nationwide through multiple websites as well as our own website, in addition to offering services to both our landlords and our tenants to do things through the internet that otherwise would not be able to be done.
It's a different world these days. You got to use all the technology at hand, don't you?
You got to have technology, but it goes a little beyond technology. You got to have customer service too.
Tell us how to get in touch with you, Michael.
You can reach us on the web at ovtgroup.com or 252-355-7006.
I'm here with John Crawford of Auburn AV. John, tell us what you guys do.
Auburn AV is your partner when you need sound systems, theatrical and stage lighting, video projection and camera systems, and acoustics help for your church or commercial project.
How is Auburn AV different?
Our main focus is on building relationships with our clients. Of course, we want you to pick us to do that first project, but our goal is to get our clients to call us back again and again and to recommend Auburn AV to their friends. The only way that happens is by doing good work and keeping our promises.
What kind of businesses do you work with?
Auburn AV works with all kinds of commercial projects, and our specialty is working on church projects. But sometimes our clients don't need new stuff. They need to learn how to use the stuff they have better. That's where training is a better option than buying. We offer classes to help get your staff up to the level that you need them to be, whether that's basic or advanced. Generally speaking, we've found that when you have the option to buy something or train someone, you'll get more out of the training. If you're listening today and you could use some help learning how to make your existing system go, give us a call at 321-0471. Find us on the web at auburnav.com or even Facebook us at /auburnav.
This is an information update from the WITN newsroom to you on 103.7 WTIB.
Good morning, everyone. It's 43 degrees outside. It's 7:45 on this Thursday morning, November 21st. I'm Heather King with your WITN News Update. Troopers are investigating a fatal crash that killed a pedestrian in Craven County overnight. Dispatchers of the Highway Patrol say they got the call to the wreck near the intersection of Highway 70 and East Fisher Avenue around 10 p.m. That's between Carolina Colors and Havelock on Highway 70. Officials said the pedestrian in the wreck was killed after getting hit by a car. That person's name has not yet been released. We'll keep you posted on updates to this story at WITN.com. A three-month investigation called Operation Grinder turned up several busts of convenience and tobacco stores in Greenville Wednesday. State and local law enforcement served search warrants at 11 shops in Greenville. One of the items targeted was diluent drinks. Police say they're used to try to cheat drug tests and often sold as vitamin supplements. We're told that items confiscated include counterfeit money, drugs, and a handgun. There were 12 arrests for felony and misdemeanor charges. A federal appeals court is rejecting a North Carolina widow's lawsuit blaming the Coast Guard for failing to save her husband's life, saying that agency does not have an obligation to launch life-saving rescues. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, ruled Wednesday that North Carolina residents Susan and Roger Turner suffered an accident in 2007, not Coast Guard negligence. Judges said federal law authorizes but does not oblige the Coast Guard to launch rescue efforts. The court said Susan and Roger Turner toppled off their 20-foot motorboat in bad weather after a friend's July 4th holiday party. Neither had a life jacket on. They were reported overdue after midnight, but the Coast Guard did not launch a search boat until about 8 hours later. Marines and sailors who have spent the last 7 months abroad are returning home just in time for Thanksgiving. Troops with Marine Light Attack Helicopter Squadron 167 have been in Afghanistan for 7 months, providing close air support and medical evacuations, among other tasks. The nearly 170 Marines and sailors stationed at New River Air Station in Jacksonville are coming home right now. Well, a local man is looking to score big savings on electronics. He is already camping out for Black Friday at the Best Buy. Here's Henry's favorite story. Robert Prine of Richlands set up his tent outside the Best Buy in Jacksonville at 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon. He says he wants to make sure he gets an Xbox One gaming system. They go on sale at midnight tonight, but he's not done then. Prine says he'll be camping out until Black Friday for a 65-inch Samsung TV, which he says will save him more than $1,000. The deals are not the only reason he's living off the sidewalk. He says the experiences make the low prices worth the wait. Prine also says the longest he's camped out for other Black Friday deals was 48 hours. He also says he was pretty bummed that he was not the first person in the U.S. to set up a tent. People at a Best Buy in Akron, Ohio beat him to the punch. It is 7:48 on your Thursday. I'm Heather King.
103.7 WTIB. Weather.
Generally cloudy and a high of 64 degrees today. Cloudy tonight and 48 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, but it's going to be warmer, 72 degrees. No real chance of rain that I can see in the forecast tomorrow. And then on Saturday, game day in Raleigh, showers are possible. But we're all hoping that they take place later in the day, which is what they've been telling us. Did Jim say this morning?
He didn't have his game day forecast today, but yesterday things were looking good for the game in Raleigh.
Yeah.
So hopefully that holds.
Temperatures in the low 60s. My wife's already asking me, should I wear a coat?
Yes.
I'm going to wear one. Fat man and a little coat. I got a funny text. I was playing that interview that Chuck Todd did with Pat McCrory yesterday on MSNBC. Benny, who sends me a lot of funny texts, he says, F Chuck Todd. Now I know what the F stands for. All right, let's
funny, put, man.
I'm just funny, reading man. It. I didn't write it. All right, Benny, shame on you, but it was fun. All right, let's play Genius Quiz. Phone lines open right now, 561-8255. 561-8255. The winner this morning gets a free $25 gift card to Tripp's Restaurant. We'll also throw in a, what else we got this morning? We got the gift pack from Ann's Dumplings, and we also have the oil change from Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We're playing the Genius Quiz, and the subject this morning is marital relationships. There's a tease for you. We'll be back. 561-8255. Give us a call.
Government shutdowns, runaway debt, and the debacle known as Obamacare leaves little doubt that Washington is broken, and career politicians like Walter Jones are a big part of the problem. Even though you live in one of the most conservative areas in the nation, Walter Jones was listed by the National Journal as the most liberal Republican in Congress. This is a clear indication that after 30 years in politics, Walter Jones votes for Washington values, not Eastern North Carolina values.
I'm Taylor Griffin, and I approve this message because you do have a conservative choice for Congress. I worked for Senator Jesse Helms and watched real conservative principles in action. Was on staff in the Bush White House on 9/11 and worked in the Treasury Department tracking down funds headed for terrorists. I went on to open my own successful small business, so I know what it is to meet a payroll. Please visit my website at taylorgriffin.org and see why I'm the clear, principled conservative choice for Eastern North Carolina.
Paid for by Taylor Griffin for Congress. Learn more at taylorgriffin.org.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company.
In NASCAR, you always want to be first. In the nation, being first is just as important. At Nationwide Insurance, we put members first because we don't have shareholders. It's why the Earnhardt family has trusted Nationwide Insurance for more than 35 years. Nationwide is on your side.
Hi, this is David Walker, your local Nationwide agent. Stop by our new office at the corner of Evans and Fire Tower Road, 752-8821.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Paid endorsement. Not all Nationwide companies are mutual companies. Not all policyholders are members of a mutual company.
Fall savings are in the air with Trane's Unstoppable Fall Promotion. Now through November 15th, special 0% financing for 36 months is now available, plus a trade-in cash allowance up to $1,000. That's right, Trane has doubled their offer to make it easy for you to upgrade your system to a high-efficiency system this fall. Call Delcor right away or visit Delcor on Facebook for complete eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. Don't forget, Pirate fans, Delcor can take care of all your heating, cooling, and plumbing needs. Call 321-8868 for more information on Trane's Unstoppable Fall Promotion. Delcor, the service professionals.
If you haven't previewed this year's almanac, here's a heads up. It's gonna be a cold winter.
Hey, that would go along with our unseasonably cool summer. And Krispy Kreme just announced the perfect fall treat. Wait for it. You just won't believe it. Get ready for your mouth to water. Pumpkin cheesecake donuts. A tasty combination of smooth cream cheese and pumpkin-flavored filling topped with cream cheese icing and ginger snap cookie crumble. That sounds so good. But now I have a dilemma because I always wait in anticipation every year for their yummy pumpkin spice donut, a moist, old-fashioned pumpkin spice flavored cake donut coated with Krispy Kreme's famous glaze. Well, aren't you going to say anything? Oh, I was right. It does make your mouth water. Here's a paper towel. I'll be back in 5. Just running to Krispy Kreme to satisfy the craving.
Krispy Kreme, Goldsboro and Greenville. And can you bring me another paper towel before you leave?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. We're watching the video I put on Facebook this morning. Somebody has taken video clips of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford and Chris Farley and edited them together. They got pictures of Rob Ford dancing, and then they got that scene from Saturday Night Live where Chris Farley is a Chippendale dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You got to go to my Facebook page and look at it. It's funny. Oh, what are we doing? Oh, Genius Quiz, 7:54. Sorry, I lost it there for a second. McGee, stop distracting me.
I can't help it.
7:54, it's time for the Genius Quiz. The correct winner this morning will get a gift card to Trips Old Fashioned Restaurant. To Trips Restaurant on Red Banks Road. My wife and I went there Sunday after a church for the brunch.
I noticed that I thought you were there. I rode by you and just
You guys were at church.
Yeah,
you could have come. I'd have bought your brunch.
I should have done that.
I can't resist. It's a great thing to do after church because you go in there and they got those muffins in there, those sesame seed muffins. I could just make a meal off of those. But we got a $25 gift card to Trips. We've got an oil change for your vehicle from Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep. And we've got some product from Miss Ann's, from Ann's Old Fashioned Dumplings. And, you know, with Thanksgiving coming, you know, that cookbook, you can make some stuff for your family out of Miss Ann's cookbook. I'll throw in a cookbook and maybe some ham base or chicken base or something. You can make something good for your family for Thanksgiving. All right, Susanna is up first. Good morning, Susanna.
Good morning.
Where are you calling from, Susanna?
Greenville.
All right, Susanna, here we go. 82% of couples do this multiple times a day. But the more they do it, the less satisfied they are with their relationship. How about them apples? Multiple times a day, McGee? You're still a newlywed.
Well, we'll have to see what the answer is.
Multiple times a month? I mean, come on. 82% of couples do this multiple times a day, but the more they do it, the less satisfied they are with their relationship. What do you think of this, Susanna?
Argue.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, that is a good guess.
I think 82% of people argue every day?
Yeah, but no, but maybe the clue about getting less satisfied with your relationship the more you argue. That is a clue,
yes. Susanna, that is not the correct answer, but it's great to hear from you this morning.
Oh, okay.
Can I suggest a counselor? No, I'm just kidding. All right, thank you, Susanna. Let's go to Brian. Good morning, Brian. How are you? Brian, you there? We lose Brian? All right, let's go to line three and Richie. Good morning, Richie.
Good morning, guys.
Where are you calling from, Richie?
Washington, North Carolina.
All right, 82% of couples do this multiple times a day, but the more they do it, the less satisfied they are with the relationship. I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint, Richie, because this is kind of an open-ended one.
It is a tough one.
It has to do with technology. Not that kind of technology, Richie. Come on, get your mind out of the gutter. I know where you went when I said that.
No, I didn't. I was already there.
Don't be ashamed, Richie. I went right there, too.
I was already there. All right, Richie, what do you think it is?
I'm going to say watch political news.
Watch political news. No, that's not it. No, that would do it to you, though. That would make you less satisfied. All right, let's go to that'll open up a line, by the way, 561-8255, 561-8255. Mike, good morning. Where are you this morning?
Calling from Greenville.
All right, Mike, 82% of couples do it multiple times a day, but the more they do it, the less satisfied they are with their relationship. What is it?
Text each other,
yes, sir.
That's it.
I don't understand that, though. Do you text your husband?
We barely text. I mean, it might hardly.
82% of couples now text each other multiple times a day. But statistics show that the more you text your spouse or your boyfriend or girlfriend, the less satisfied you are with the relationship. I wonder why that is.
I don't know. If you're texting on like opposing couches in your house, then that's probably an issue.
Mike, are you married?
I am. I think it's impersonal. I think that's what it is.
Do you text your wife?
I do, but I prefer talking on the phone.
I do too, especially when you're driving or something. When you're in an inconvenient place for yourself, you're going, stop texting me and call me.
You want to know the truth. I was remember how when texting first started, I was the guy that was going, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. People are actually using their phones to type stuff to people. And why would you do that? But you know what? I'm a texting fiend now, and here's why. Because
people prefer it.
Well, you just get down to the matter, you know.
Yeah.
You eliminate the how are yous and the how you been, and you can get to it faster. And now I can voice text, you know.
Yeah.
You hit that little thing on your phone and go, I would like to send a text.
Period. Question mark.
All Does right, Mike, work? You are the winner. Mike, what's your last name?
Tart.
H-A-R-T?
No, T-A-R-T.
T-A-R-T. You any kin to the Tarch down in Fayetteville?
Well, I'm originally from Harnett County, so there's plenty of us around there.
I knew it. You were down that way. My buddy Billy Tart, who actually owns the medical supply building office.
Good friend of mine, grew up with him and his family.
Yeah, he played football here at ECU.
Yep.
I saw him at Letter Winners the other day. All right, Mike, you've got a gift card to Tripp's Restaurant. You've got a gift card from Dave Davis's East Carolina Chrysler Dodge Jeep, and you got Ann's Dumplings gift pack this morning, including one of Miss Ann's books. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, 8 o'clock.
This
we'll be back.
Is 103.7 WTIB, Williamston, Greenville, Rocky Mount, your home for Henry Hinton and Talk of the Town, and Tom and Sadie in the afternoon.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. A freshman congressman who served only 10 months in office says he's taking a leave of absence. Florida Republican Trey Radel says he will donate his salary to charity after pleading guilty to a misdemeanor charge of cocaine possession.
I've let down our country. I've let down our constituents. I've let down my family, including my wife. And even though he doesn't know it, I've let down my 2-year-old son.
Radel was busted in a sting operation. Democrats have criticized the congressman for pushing drug testing for people who are on food stamps. Votes on how to handle a large number of sexual assault cases in the military have been delayed by partisan gridlock over the defense bill. Senate Republican Kelly Ayotte says action on assaults is needed.
There will be follow-up to make sure that the military is held accountable.
A vote on the plan could come as soon as today. The FAA is investigating why a giant cargo plane flying from New York to Wichita, Kansas, landed at the wrong airport last night. More from ABC's Scott Goldberg.
When the control tower asks the cockpit this question,
verify you are on the ground at each airport.
This is not the best answer.
We think so.
Two Atlas Air pilots were supposed to land their 747 Dreamlifter, a cargo plane, at Beechcraft Airport at Wichita's McConnell Air Force Base.
And it appears that you are at Chippewa Airport.
Say the name up again.
According to this conversation, courtesy of liveatc.net,
Jabara.
They missed by 8 miles.
Jabara.
A tug has been sent to pull the giant plane to its intended destination. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
One of the country's largest payday lending firms, Cash America, will pay $19 million to the government, settling claims from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that it improperly squeezed money out of thousands of people. This is ABC News.
A lot can happen during the life of your Interstate car battery.
Nice ride.
Thanks. Want to go steady?
I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Honey, I think it's time.
It's a boy.
Jimmy, soccer practice.
Dad, can I borrow the car?
Hey, nice ride.
Thanks. Want to go steady?
No battery lasts longer than an Interstate, and the new Interstate AGM lasts up to 3 times longer than the competition. To find a dealer near you, visit InterstateBatteries.com.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared. It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
I feel like I'm choking.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
You know how to react to their asthma attacks. Here's how to prevent them. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. Visit www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Kennedy cousin Michael Skakel is due to appear in court at a bond hearing. He's trying to win temporary freedom while prosecutors appeal a ruling that grants him a new trial in a 1975 killing. Skakel was convicted in the death of 15-year-old Martha Moxley. The Los Angeles Auto Show now underway. ABC's Alex Stone got a preview of one hot car.
I'm behind the wheel of BMW's new i3, an electric coupe on the market next year. It already has a waiting list of 10,000 people. Oliver Walter, head of global product development for BMW, tells me the company believes electric is the future.
We call it the revolution.
But the competition doesn't seem to agree. Chevy has unveiled a new 2015 Colorado pickup truck, and Mercedes-Benz, Lincoln, Jaguar, and Porsche have all unveiled new crossover vehicles here. Alex Stone, ABC News at the LA Auto Show.
I'm Richard Davies, ABC News.
36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $4,500 down cash or trade for well-qualified lessees through Honda Financial Services. During Happy Honda Days at Barber Hendrick Honda, deck the halls with a new Honda Civic for just $129 a month or a brand new Honda Accord for only $149 a month. Discover our volume-based pricing and save thousands during Happy Honda Days. We're the new BarberHendrickHonda.com at the point of Memorial Drive and Greenville Boulevard. Barber Hendrick Honda. Our savings speak volumes.
This is Becky Taylor with Sylvan. School is in, and the most important way to ensure your child will have a great year is to start him or her off right. That's where Sylvan comes in. Giving your child the support right from the start is the best way to have no surprises when report cards arrive. Think about how your child compares academically with other students in the same grade. Do you know where your child stands? Just like you, we want your child to have the confidence and skills to achieve. There's no need to feel frustrated and overwhelmed. School is and should be a wonderful experience for students. That's where Sylvan comes in. Sylvan will develop a personal program specifically for your child to focus on reading, math, study skills, college prep, SAT, ACT, as well as homework support in any academic area. Build that confidence and independence needed to be successful at school and in life. Investing in your child's education early will help you avoid problems later on. Let Sylvan help. Stop by one of our convenient locations in Greenville, Wilson, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, New Bern, Jacksonville, or Moorhead City, or call us at 1-800-EDUCATE.
It's that time of year again. Football season is upon us, and those of us that live in Eastern North Carolina know what a special time of year it is. This is Landon Menjes with Menjes Bottling Group. I'm the fourth generation of my family to have the honor of distributing Pepsi-Cola products to my neighbors in Eastern North Carolina. For over 75 years, my family has taken pride in this great responsibility, and we are proud to have remained locally owned and operated for over seven decades. When you purchase a Pepsi in Eastern North Carolina, you are supporting your community and keeping those dollars right here in your own backyard. Pepsi has a special connection with the people in Eastern North Carolina. There's a lot of heritage here, and we do our best to honor that every day. There's excitement in the air this time of year, and we celebrate that excitement with you. From tailgating with friends to just relaxing at home watching the games, thank you for choosing to fill your coolers with Pepsi, and thank you for allowing us to serve you all these years. Support local, drink Pepsi. Go Pirates.
At Brown & Wood, we've been serving Eastern Carolina for over 77 years, continually retraining staff and renovating our facilities to ensure you get the best sales and service experience anywhere in Eastern Carolina. Before you make a buying decision anywhere else, please visit Brown & Wood Cadillac. We'll share with you the Brown & Wood experience, maximum savings, and the best selection. Come visit us next to the Convention Center or shop us online at brownandwoodauto.com.
Cable 7 and 103.7 WTIB present Talk of the Town with Henry Hinton. News, sports, and community information, and everything that's going on around town. Now, with Talk of the Town, here's your host, Henry Hinton.
All right, welcome in. It's Talk of the Town second hour. Good to have you here. Thursday morning, November the 21st. And we're inching ever closer to the bigger football game day in Raleigh. McGee? Very excited about that.
Yep. Looking forward to
it. Trent McGee here at the Sports Desk this morning.
It's a big game, Hen.
And McGee will be live tomorrow night at the Oyster Bar down in Washington on the waterfront. It's not just an oyster bar.
Steaks.
It's a really good spot if you haven't eaten it on the waterfront. That's where we'll be doing the pregame tomorrow night. We're doing a Friday night pregame this week since the game's so early on Saturday.
Martini bar?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What I love about the waterfront is the outdoor seating right on the river.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
You know, I've said for years that Washington, North Carolina just has so many beautiful vistas and waterfront views and things like that. Boy, if somebody ever could put a good restaurant down there, and finally Billy Dunn has done it with On the Waterfront. So come down tomorrow night. We'll be down there from 6 to 8, and the our pregame show will be talking East Carolina football, having some oysters. I don't do oysters, but
no.
I will eat the heck out of some shrimp. And I think my wife likes oysters. Do you like oysters, Heather King?
I like them. I didn't try them until I moved here.
Really?
Actually, my first
date. No oysters
with my
in Missouri?
No, second date. No, we never had. In the Midwest, it's not a big thing. I wasn't that adventurous. The only reason I tried oysters, true story, is because I didn't want to look like a wimp in front of the guy who was taking me on a second date, who is now my husband, and so I tried oysters.
Boy, your husband is a romantic man. On his second date, he took you to eat oysters?
We went to Sunnyside.
And you married him?
I did. We actually went to the Gun and Knife show first.
Nice.
Because neither of us had ever been. And so we always joke
about
that.
Who did you marry? One of the Duck Dynasty guys?
No, but now we laugh because Duck Dynasty is so huge. And at that Gun and Knife show, they have duck calls that sit out. And so we were like, what's that noise that we hear? So that's how naive we were about, you know, hunting and things like that. And so we go over there and we see this guy and he's literally test driving every duck call, like slobbering all over it and putting it back down. We're just like, are you serious? Like, why would you ever test drive that when that dude just went through them?
Well,
all.
You know,
it
costs a little more with his DNA on it.
I guess so.
See, now, if all the waterfront had been open back then,
we could have gone there.
So McGee will be there tomorrow night, and then, of course, East Carolina, NC State on Saturday. I'm a little worried about the weather. We don't need any equalizer. You know how they say rain is the great equalizer in football? We don't need any equalizers in this game.
No, we don't.
You know, I was talking to a friend of mine from NC State got me tickets. I'm really on the fence about whether I want to sit there or not. They're going to probably be really good seats, but I'm going to be sitting with all these NC State fans, and I really don't want to do that.
Well, I will be too.
Really?
So, yep. So,
well, here's the thing, though. It's hard enough to be in that stadium, but have to sit with a bunch of State fans. I don't know if I'm really that into that, to be honest with you. But
are they hospitable, or are they hostile?
You think they're going to be hospitable to me? I'm going to be wearing purple.
Well, you never know. Sometimes fans are more gracious than others.
About as hospitable as those Duke fans were when I walked into Cameron on Monday night, Tuesday night, wearing my purple sweater.
Did you get any smack for that?
Of course.
Anybody talk? They did?
Yeah. Of course. This guy, it's funny. I was sitting at Cameron and, you know, having lived up there for all those years, I'd forgotten what it was like to go into Duke and go into Cameron Indoor Stadium. And this guy with his son came and sat right next to me. And he was trying to teach his kid how to do. He was explaining to his kid how, you know, how the Duke students when the Duke players shooting the free throw, they put their hands in the air, and when the ball goes through the hoop, they go whoosh. And it's the dumbest, nerdiest thing I've ever seen. It's just typical of what happens in Cameron Indoor Stadium. And he was teaching this beautiful little 10-year-old kid. His son was sitting right next to me, and he was the sweetest little kid. And the kid kept putting his hand on my leg and asking me questions. He was a neat little kid. Why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? He was a really neat kid. I enjoyed. And so, but his dad was trying to teach him how to be a camera nerd. And I was thinking, why are you abusing that child? But finally, the guy, the father, who was probably, I don't know, early 30s, he was a nice young bioscientist, or whatever he is.
Whatever they produce there.
He finally leaned over to me. He says, "Excuse me, where is Eastern Carolina?"
Really?
And I said, I looked at him dead in the eye, and I squinted my eyes, and I said, "I beg your pardon.
Go ahead.
Did you just ask me where Eastern Carolina is?"
Oh, boy.
Yeah, the team we're playing tonight, where are they from? Where is Eastern Carolina? And I said, are you referring to my alma mater, East Carolina University?
Dude, Google it.
I'm sorry, East Carolina. Well, where is that? And I wanted to say, did you just move here from Palo Alto?
I mean, I used to give people the benefit of the doubt when they would say stuff like that, but now, come on.
I really don't think that he knew. Look, he's probably never been outside of the lab.
Maybe not. That's an embarrassment. You cannot turn to a person sporting the colors of a team and say, where is your team from? I mean, that's so rude. Just
Google it. I think he didn't know.
I'm sure he did.
Now, if you had asked him the theory of relativity, he could have told you that.
Wouldn't that have been very compelling?
But he can't tell you. He doesn't know where Greenville is. But he knows the theory of relativity.
Greenville, South Carolina?
Yeah, so I explained. I said, It's between here and the coast.
It's east.
You don't need to know.
Please don't come.
You'll never go there, and we're happy that you won't.
Oh, man. That is hilarious.
So it won't be like that on Saturday, though. It'll be more like, you want some chitlins? I'm sorry, State fans. I just can't help myself. I'll get a lot of ugly emails over that.
Yeah, huh? They're going to get you. Yep. I like chitlins. Yeah. I'll take them.
Somebody sent me a Moo You email the other day. I'm trying to remember what it was. Pretty funny. I was going to use it, but I forgot what it was. All right, let's see. 14 after 8. Today, if you're having a birthday on the 21st of November, you're having it with Harold Ramis. Remember Harold Ramis from Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's 69 today. Famous actor, director. You know the movie that he directed that is still the all-time greatest movie in the history of movies, and Harold Ramis was the director? Come on, you don't know? Caddyshack.
Oh, how about that? That's a fabulous piece of trivia.
Sure, Goldie Hawn is 68 today.
Wow.
I saw her, my daughter and my sister and my wife and I saw her in a restaurant in California, in Santa Monica.
Okay.
We went to dinner at the Ivy down in Santa Monica with our friend John Beard, the former NBC News person. And, Goldie Hawn was sitting in the window having dinner, probably waiting for Kirk, although Kirk never showed. But the minute he walked in, Goldie waved and went, "Oh, hi, John."
Oh, how
funny.
I was
like, "Dude, you know Goldie Hawn?" He knows everybody.
That's awesome.
Nicolette Sheridan. By the way, would you think Goldie Hawn was 68? She's come a long way from the laugh-in.
Yeah.
What was she? She was the go-go girl on Laugh-In. That's how she became famous. Michael Strahan today, McGee.
I'm going to say he's got to be 40.
42.
Nice.
Michael Strahan, who is one of the Fox TV pregame guys and now the co-host of Live with Kelly and Michael.
I love them together.
Has that show done okay with him on it?
I haven't seen the numbers. I love it. I mean, I think they just are great together, personally. I mean,
I don't watch it anymore. You know, when I was on vacation, I would always look forward to watching it because I loved Regis Philbin.
Yeah.
I loved Regis, but, you know, I've never been a Kelly.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, I love her.
I know she's got family here in town, and I apologize.
I think she's adorable.
I like him on the Fox Sports Sunday football.
Yeah, I like Michael Strahan. I just didn't know if he would play on that show.
I think it's going well.
By the way, Nicolette Sheridan from Desperate Housewives, I forgot to say, she's 50.
Oh.
And remember the song that was the big hit last year, Call Me Maybe?
Oh, yeah. Carly Rae Jepsen.
Carly Rae Jepsen is 28. So there you go.
Oh, I would have thought she was younger than
all
that.
All right. 17 minutes after 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about something interesting this hour. The cost of food, of course, is a concern to everybody. And here we are at the Thanksgiving time, and people are paying more and more for food. Now, my wife found some good turkey deals.
We got our turkey.
Are you going to cook a turkey?
We are.
Yeah.
We bought ours last weekend.
Did you get a deal?
Yeah, 47 cents a pound,
I think my wife got that deal.
Yeah.
And she came home and said, but I had to buy this, and I had to buy that, and I had to buy that. Did you have to buy, like, extra other stuff?
Is
that what the grocery stores are doing?
I don't know
if
we did. I checked my receipt to make sure. I mean, if we did, I was unaware, and we somehow magically fulfilled the 47 cent, because it was on our receipt as 47 cents.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I heard that. There's some
But she came home, and she had all these things, like, that she would never buy, like Jimmy Dean croissants and stuff like that, which I was happy to see. But
I like those. No doubt.
Win.
But I was like,
I love Jimmy
Dean. She brought all that. I said, why did you get that? Well, you had to buy these to get the 47 cents a pound turkey.
Okay.
How about that?
But the cost of food is a big deal these days. And there is a group that says that food costs have gone through the roof because of the – and stick with me on this. It's called the Renewable Fuel Standard. Now, I'm just learning about this, and we're going to have a gentleman on in a few minutes to kind of explain why the cost of food is so high and what he wants to do about it. They're saying that ethanol, and corn ethanol in particular, has dramatically raised food prices. And now, I've heard this, but I don't really understand it. I want to learn more about it. And so we've got a gentleman coming on here in a few minutes that's going to explain why food costs are so high and what they're trying to do about it. So we'll check that out in just a couple of minutes. David just emailed me and said, on the waterfront, get the turtle cheesecake. Yum.
Awesome.
And he says they got live music on Saturday night, and the oyster bar is really usually good. Well, the live entertainment on Friday night, David, will be McGee.
That's it.
Doing the pregame show.
I'll even dance to the show at the same time.
And by the way, Steve Logan is going to be on. You've already taped that interview, but you got Coach Logan.
Yeah.
What is? By the way, give us a little tease. What does he think about Saturday?
Well, we talk about the comments so often heard about this game meaning more to ECU than it does to NC State, and he's very blunt with his answer with that question.
That's a shock.
We actually do talk about the actual storyline on the field for this game, and the struggles, the quarterback shuffling with NC State, how they struggle with that, and whether or not Shane Carden and company can continue to put up the numbers they've put up, because Coach Logan says they'll be facing a much stiffer defense than what they've seen over the past 4 weeks.
All right, so that's coming up. We'll hear that interview on Friday night. All right, we got to quickly get a break, and then Heather's got news headlines for us. More Talk of the Town here for Thursday morning, 21st day of November. Be right back.
Stuart Deacon, General Manager at Edenton Motors.
You know, at Edenton Motors, we sell Chevrolet, GMC, and Buick, American car companies. You will not find a better quality automobile than a Chevrolet, a Buick, or a GMC truck.
If a truck is what you want, Edenton Motors is the place to go.
Northeastern North Carolina is truck country. And at Edenton Motors, we are super excited about the all-new 2014 Chevrolet Silverado and GMC Sierra. They are smarter and more capable than ever, and I can't wait for our customers to see this new truck.
And you'll definitely find what you're looking for.
We always carry well over $3 million worth of new car and truck inventory, and what that means to the customer is that you always have a great selection to choose from at Edenton Motors.
Edenton Motors, exit 230 off Route 17 in Edenton or at edentonmotors.com.
You're not going to find a better value and buy a car for less money than at Edenton Motors.
Health insurance is already complicated. Just when you think you've got it all figured out, along comes healthcare reform, giving you a whole lot of new information to dig through. North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to tell you that you can relax. You've got questions, we've got agents. Your local North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance agent is right there in your town, ready to walk you through the impending changes and explain how they'll affect you and your family. We've got the tools and resources needed to help you understand the new terminology and the new benefits that you can expect. And we'll make sure that you've got the right health care plan at rates that you can feel good about. Healthcare may be changing, but our dedication to superior service is the same as it ever was. North Carolina Farm Bureau Insurance. Helping you is what we do best.
Join the winning team at Farm Bureau of Greenville. Call 756-3165 to speak to a local Farm Bureau agent. Lynn Sugg, Tony Boyd, Patrick Reed, Alan Hill, Jack Metz, Andy Daniels, Jay Searles, Buddy Kennedy, and Bill King. Or stop by the agency at 3200 Charles Boulevard.
With the new season, we continue to hear positive economic news. And Springshire wants to share good news with you, too. Greenville's newest retirement community, Springshire, continues to grow and develop, starting the hearts and minds of a few visionaries a few years ago into what is becoming a development reality on beautiful property located on Highway 43 West next to Ironwood Country Club. While economic headwinds have certainly taken their toll on many projects, Springshire is emerging from these challenges, strategically positioned to take advantage of today's positive indicators. If you're already on the Springshire list, you know you've made a great decision and a positive investment in your retirement future. If not, you should call Marketing Director Ron Carnigan for an update on all the positive things happening at Springshire. If you haven't planned for your long-term retirement, why not? You should learn about the active living spirit of Springshire. Don't be one of those who said, "I wish I would have." Be among those who continue to say, "I'm so glad I did." Call Ron Carnigan at 800-884-2203 or visit springshire.org.
Yeah, yeah. 23 after 8, time for news, brought to you this hour by Bailey's Fine Jewelry. Let's go to the news desk now and Heather King from WITN. Good morning, Heather.
Hi, good morning, Henry. Thanks so much. It is now 8:23, 45 degrees outside. Troopers in Craven County are investigating a fatal crash involving a car and a pedestrian. The Highway Patrol says they were called to the intersection of Highway 70 and East Fisher Avenue around 10 p.m. Wednesday. That's south of New Bern between Carolina Colors and Havelock on 70. Officials say the pedestrian was killed. That person's name has not been released yet. There's also no word on any charges or injuries in this case. We'll keep you posted on WITN.com. A three-month investigation called Operation Grinder turned up several busts at convenience and tobacco stores in Greenville Wednesday. State and local law enforcement served search warrants at 11 shops in Greenville. One of the items targeted, just one, is diluent drinks. Police say they're used to cheat drug tests, but often sold as vitamin supplements. We're also told that confiscated items included counterfeit money, drugs, and a handgun. There were 12 arrests for felony and misdemeanor charges. Interesting story here. A federal appeals court is rejecting a North Carolina widow's lawsuit blaming the Coast Guard for failing to save her husband's life, saying the agency does not have an obligation to launch life-saving rescues. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia, ruled Wednesday that North Carolina residents Susan and Roger Turner suffered an accident in 2007, not Coast Guard negligence. Judges said federal law authorizes but does not oblige the Coast Guard to launch rescue efforts. The court said Susan and Roger Turner toppled off their 20-foot motorboat in bad weather after a friend's July 4th holiday party. Neither had a life jacket on. They were reported overdue after midnight, but the Coast Guard did not launch a search boat until about 8 hours later. Marines and sailors who have spent the last 7 months abroad are returning home just in time for Thanksgiving. Troops with the Marine Light Attack Helicopter Squadron 167 have been in Afghanistan providing close air support and medical evacuations, among other tasks. The nearly 170 Marines and sailors stationed at New River Air Station in Jacksonville just made it home this morning. Well, one local man is looking to score some pretty big savings on electronics. He is already camping out for Black Friday deals at the Best Buy. Robert Prine of Richland set up his tent outside the Best Buy in Jacksonville at 3 o'clock yesterday. He says he wants to make sure he gets an Xbox One, which hits the store shelves at midnight. But after that, he says he'll camp out until Black Friday for a 65-inch Samsung TV, which he says he'll save more than $1,000 on. The deals, he says, are not the only reason he's living off the sidewalk. He says the experience is what makes the low prices worth the wait. Brian says the longest he's ever camped out for Black Friday was 48 hours in advance. He also says he's mad that he was not the first person in the U.S. to camp out. People at a Best Buy in Akron, Ohio got there first. That's your update, Henry.
Well, you got to have goals, I guess.
You got to have a dream.
By the way, Scott Shook sent me back the text that I was talking about. This is, you know, with all the controversy of the logo on the field at NC State and the question about whether it will be there. By the way, the chancellor at NC State himself guaranteed me it will not be there on Saturday.
What, the logo?
The logo will not be there Saturday. The chancellor told me, he said, you can believe it will not be there, which I think is a good thing. But with regard to NC State trying to copy East Carolina.
Yes.
Which they did with the first down Pirates and all that. Scott Shook has a new cheer. It says, hey, 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 moo you. You look like ECU. Hey, hey, hey. I should do that with my bullhorn. I'm carrying my bullhorn into the game on Saturday.
Don't do this.
Hey, 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 moo you.
Our guys from Thunder Country are going to be in the Jacksonville Christmas Parade.
Nice.
Are you going to be in the parade?
I will not be there.
You're sending down my bullhorn.
WITN will be there. It'll be on 7.2 on WITN and on WITN.com.
Joel, get off the babysitter.
Remember that line from Risky Business? I'm sorry.
Never gets old.
McGee, I got to McGee a little bit. I'm sorry. I'm making Heather late for Thunder Country. Speaking of that, you can go tell Rayford over here. I have his bullhorn, but he's got to, when he's going down the street in Jacksonville, on Saturday, he's got to say,
Joel, get off the babysitter.
I'll deliver right. That message.
Please, someone come and get this bullhorn from him now.
You want me to take it over there?
Yes. Yes.
Here is McGee with weather. What you got?
Cloudy skies for today, a high of 64 degrees. Cloudy this evening, becoming partly cloudy after midnight with a low of 48 degrees. Cloudy skies for your Friday with a high of 72. And the partly cloudy skies will continue to be around the area on Friday night with a low of 55 degrees, and for Saturday, showers possible. But should be okay by game time if you are going to Raleigh on Saturday. Highs in the low 60s and lows in the upper 20s.
All right, you need to vamp a little bit because I was supposed to do a commercial here, but I can't find it. I'm telling you, I'm throwing this computer away. Wait a minute, I may have found it. Hang on. Here it is. Hey, listen up, guys.
Hey, listen up, guys.
Listen up, guys. You can afford a diamond from Bailey's Fine Jewelry. If your budget's $2,000, $1,500, or even less than $1,000, Bailey's has beautiful, high-quality, certified diamond engagement rings to fit your budget. You can get a gorgeous one-carat diamond for less than $4,000. There's no such thing as a dumb question at Bailey's. Ask them anything. They want you to be comfortable. So, guys, when you go shopping for your diamond, remember, you can afford a diamond from Bailey's Fine Jewelry. Located in Greenville, 511 Red Banks Road, also in Raleigh, Rocky Mountain, Fayetteville. Remember, every woman wants a Bailey box this Christmas. You betcha. 29 after 8. Let's get a break in. When we come back, why are your food costs so high this Thanksgiving? Even that turkey and all that. Is it because of corn ethanol? There's one group that thinks that it is, and they're trying to do something about it. We're going to talk about that right after this. Be right back.
I'm with Bill Jenkins of the Clement Companies. And Bill, we've been hearing about the Affordable Care Act, and now it's here. What are you folks over at the Clement Companies been doing to get ready for this big moment?
Henry, we were prepared to assist and enroll individuals in a health insurance plan that best fits their situation. There are many new rules and regulations with health care reform that will impact us significantly.
And with small businesses, I know everyone's trying to get a handle on it. What are you doing to help small business, small employers to get ready for the Affordable Care Act?
For employers that offer group health insurance to their employees, we will review with them to determine their best option when comparing benefits and premiums going forward into 2014.
Bill, if people want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
We're located at 105 East Arlington Boulevard, and if they will call my office at 252-756-8300.
Bill Jenkins with the Clement Companies. The Clement Companies, insurance solutions today in preparing for tomorrow.
At Brown & Wood, we've been serving Eastern Carolina for over 77 years, continually retraining staff and renovating our facilities to ensure you get the best sales and service experience anywhere in Eastern Carolina. Before you make a buying decision anywhere else, please visit Brown & Wood Cadillac. We'll share with you the Brown & Wood experience, maximum savings, and the best selection. Come visit us next to the Convention Center or shop us online at brownandwoodauto.com.
I'm with Lee Spain from Spain Telecom. Spain Telecom installed and services our phone systems here in the radio station, and I can personally recommend this gentleman, Lee Spain, and Spain Telecom. Lee, let's talk about what's going on with Spain Telecom right now. I know you sell new phone systems for businesses, but people may not be aware you can service existing systems whether you installed it or not, right?
That's correct, Henry. We can service most systems that are out there. Customers have a lot of features that are already on their system now that they may not be aware of, and we can make some minor changes to improve their communication.
And Lee, how long have you been working on telephone systems?
I started my career with Carolina Telephone back in 1979 and been doing work ever since. Been doing this full-time for 4 years.
Folks, call Lee Spain at Spain Telecom. What's the telephone number and website, Lee?
They can call me at 252-353-2006 or my website at spain-telecom.com.
That's Lee Spain at Spain Telecom. Folks, I recommend him. Give him a call.
If your mortgage rate could talk, would it sound like this?
Or would it sound like this?
If it was a means of transportation, would it be a submarine?
Or would it be an airplane?
If it had tickets to the game, would it be sitting courtside?
Or would it be up in the nosebleeds?
Don't settle for high mortgage rates. Switch to Select Bank and Trust today and ask about our limbo mortgage to see how low we can go. SelectBankandTrust.com. Select Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
A 33 going to a high of 64 degrees today and cloudy, and then the rain will hold off, we hope, until after the ECU-NC State game on Saturday. Could get some rain on Saturday, but the weather looks pretty good. 62 for game day high, so not too bad. 833, we've been talking this morning about why your food costs are so high. We're moving into Thanksgiving week, And there is a group that says that your fuel cost, that your food costs are so high because of corn ethanol. And we're going to find out their point of view on it right now. The president of the Institute for Energy Research, Thomas Pyle, joins us on the phone. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Now, where is your group in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, we've got our headquarters is in Washington. We have a satellite office in Houston, and we focus on energy policy both at the federal and state level.
All right. Now, you say that the culprit on food prices and other problems as well, putting engines at risk and things like that, is this this governmental RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard. Now, we've heard that, but the average person doesn't deal with it every day. So tell us what the Renewable Fuel Standard is and how it's affecting our lives on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, sure. So first of all, only in Washington would they call a mandate a standard.
Yeah.
You know, basically what's happened is back in 2005 and then again in 2007, Congress said, thou shalt put lots and lots of ethanol in our gasoline. And the result was, in the beginning, it was fine because there was lots of gasoline, a lot more gasoline that we were using, and they were ramping up the program. And what's happened recently is, over the years, Congress got it wrong and predicted much higher volumes of gas in commerce, you know, the average that we use in the course of a year. And but yet the law basically put it on autopilot that they would blend increasingly higher amounts. So right now we're hovering at around 10% ethanol in our gasoline.
Why is that? What was the stated reason for putting ethanol in gas?
The stated reason or reasons were, one, we need to get off that evil oil reliance on imports of foreign oil.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was, hey, this is better for the environment. Well, look,
that's been the big one, right? Because it hasn't proven to really eliminate much of the foreign oil dependence, has it?
No, but what has reduced the foreign oil dependence is American oil production.
Yeah.
You know, we've gone way
we're now producing more oil in this country than we ever have, right? I mean, we're less reliant today. We finally got the memo on that and kind of got it.
Yeah, we have, and we're going gangbusters. In fact, we'll be the number one producer here in the next 5 or 10 years.
Although gas prices continue to be kind of ridiculously high, but we'll get back to that. Let's go back to ethanol.
Yeah, so with the environment argument, what we're hearing and seeing is that actually that's not the case either. You know, you need fertilizer to grow corn. That's a petroleum product. You need, diesel to drive the truck. You know, they call it the life cycle impact of a gallon of ethanol. We're finding out it doesn't really actually do much for the environment, because when you add all the little ifs, ands, and buts, it becomes kind of a net wash. So there's no valid, real, legitimate policy reason for this. But what's happened is you have a very entrenched special interest in the corn lobby, who basically have said, hey, this is a gravy train, and I'll be damned if I'm going to, you know, get off of it here anytime soon. So they've really put pressure on Congress and the administration to...
All right, so let me see if I understand this. So, and again, you know, keep in mind, we're talking to folks in eastern North Carolina here. There are a lot of people that make their living growing corn in eastern North Carolina. But are you saying that where we are today is that the corn lobbyists, the people that represent the corn farmers, are pushing this because it's good for them, but it's bad for the environment? Not the environment, but it's bad for food prices. And in addition to that, this ethanol that's going into our car engines and truck engines and things is bad for our motors.
Yeah, I mean, at certain volumes, it's acceptable. When you start getting into, you know, 15% ethanol in gasoline, you start having an impact on engines, small engines like boats and leaf blowers and that kind of stuff. They're getting shredded by this ethanol, and the reason is because it's soluble, and so it gunks up the lines and whatnot. No one's saying you shouldn't grow corn. And by the way, even if we eliminated this mandate, we would still put ethanol in gasoline because it's a really good oxygenate. In other words, it helps it helps with air quality issues generally in terms of, and gas refiners are required to have oxygenates in their gasoline, and there really is no other, at least in the United States. And so corn ethanol won't go away. It's just what we're saying is don't have the government in the business of predicting, you know, how much gasoline we're going to consume as Americans and how much we ought to be required to put in our fuel. Let that be sorted out in the marketplace.
But, you know, now, isn't it, if you say that, but without the government involved in this, we've been asking the government to drill more, to drill offshore, to drill in Alaska, to drill that. I mean, is that a little bit contradictory to say to the government, change your policy on this, but don't change your, but don't regulate that?
Oh, golly, no. I would love if they would get off the dime and drill on federal land. That would be wonderful, and that's another thing that we're pushing hard for. The general issue here is when the government gets involved in energy, generally speaking, they just mess it up. They get it wrong. And so we're saying get out of the energy business. Let the market get be involved. I'm not saying to eliminate standards, safety standards, and, you know, environmental standards. Set the standards. Get out of the way. Let these guys handle it. You know, it's a hell of a lot more expensive to spill oil than it is to sell it on the market.
All right, so, now tell me this again. If you're just joining us, Thomas Pyle, the president of the Institute for Energy Research, on the telephone with us. How is this ethanol issue, the fact that we are growing more corn and putting it into ethanol, how is that creating higher food prices in this country? Because the corn is going into gas instead of going onto the table?
Partially. The other thing is feed. You know, corn is a feedstock for livestock.
Yeah.
You know? But also, when you make decisions, when you know that you've got a guaranteed market for a product, as a farmer, you're going to plant corn, right? Because, hey, I know I'm going to get some bucks for that. And what happens is it sort of tweaks the rest of the market, you know, the soybeans or the wheat and everything else. So the unintended consequences are that the supply and demand of other grains and foods go up accordingly, and that puts upward pressure on food prices. And also, energy prices generally are a big input in food, and we're using a lot of energy to make the corn that then goes into gasoline instead of, like you said, on the table, either in the form of a nice ear corn or a steak. So, yeah, I mean, it has these sort of ripple effects across the spectrum and results in those upward food prices.
Now, I know
you remember these products are global commodities, just like oil is a global commodity. That's the result.
Your group is working to either reform or totally work for a full repeal in Congress of this renewable fuel standard. Where does that stand? Is Congress likely to take this up this year?
Congress is about as likely to do something smart these days as I am, losing 50 pounds here. You know, it's really unfortunate that it takes a total collapse, a total disaster of a program for them to even pay attention to it. Now, I'm not saying it's going to happen this year, but, for example, the EPA, for the first time, just announced in their wisdom that they were reducing the requirement from what would have been 18 billion gallons to 15. That's an admission that the program is flawed. Mm-hmm. That gives Congress, hopefully, a little bit of wiggle room to do the right thing here and set us on the road to repeal.
Is the corn lobby this strong? I mean, isn't it more the environmentalists that are pushing this whole thing?
Well, you know, ironically, more recently, the environmentalists have broken away from ethanol.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. They are.
Well, doesn't that give you hope that the Democrats in Congress might actually do something about this?
There are some folks on the Democratic side, Senator Feinstein from California, and some others who have decided that they will at least talk about making changes to the program. So, yeah, I'm hopeful. But, you know, groups like ours need to continue to sort of sound the alarm here on this thing and make sure folks know that these government fiat programs where they sit around in a room and, you know, try and micromanage the economy, it just ends up hurting us all. That's what my main concern.
And last question for you, Thomas. The if they totally repeal this renewable fuel standard and stop putting ethanol into our gas and change the way, of course, the way corn is used in this country. How can you be sure that food prices would come down? Your group is saying that food prices would drop at that point. Do you really believe that, and how do you know that?
I'm saying that whenever you put upward pressure on prices, you generally end up having higher prices. Now, there are so many factors involved, inflation, the value of money. There's so many other variables involved, but in general, if you get the government out of this business of micromanaging our energy policy and our energy resources in this country, I guarantee energy prices are going to go down. Mm-hmm. And energy and labor are the two big costs in pretty much everything that we use, need, and buy and eat. So
all right.
that's my bet anyway.
All right. Well, good luck with your legislation. We'll be watching it. Thank you for being on with us this morning.
You bet.
All Thank right. Thomas morning. Pyle, president of the Institute for Energy Research in Washington, D.C., 16 in front of 9. And we're coming back. More Talk of the Town here on Thursday morning. McGee's got sports. We're going to hear from Logan in his sports update. We got Logan maybe. We'll have a little preview of Trent's interview with Coach Logan on Friday night since we didn't have Coach on Monday night because of the Duke game. So we'll do that. Coach Logan back on this Monday night, by the way. It's 6 to 8, brought to you by Meineke Car Care. Saw Keith Styron from Meineke at the Duke game the other night. And a lot of East Carolina people up there.
Oh, I heard.
We'll be back. Stay with us. It's 8:45. Be right back after this.
Hi, this is Parker Morgan with Morgan Printers in Greenville. We're a full-service, family-owned printing company specializing in four-color printing. We print everything: letterhead, envelopes, business cards, annual reports, books, posters, and even t-shirts. You name it. We even have an in-house person who proofs everything to help you look good, even if you send it or we design it. That's what working with Morgan Printers, a local printer, is all about. Morgan Printers, 252-355-5588. That's 252-355-5588 and at morganprinters.com.
Do you need to sell your home? Hello, Pitt County. It's Glenn Beck. I just read last year that 46% of all the homes around you didn't sell. Believe me, I know the frustration of going through one agent after another and all the excuses on why your home can't sell. But that is exactly why you need to talk to Homer Tire of the Homer Tire team. Homer makes it really easy for you. All you do is sign a one-day listing agreement. And after that, at any point, after a week, a few weeks, a month, if he doesn't live up to everything that he told you he would do and your expectations, you can get out of the agreement. But you won't. Because Homer will sit down with you, and he's going to set a deadline and a price, and if that deadline passes and your home hasn't sold, Homer buys it. Month after month, no one attracts more buyers, sells more homes, or gives more ironclad guarantees than Homer Tire. Call the agent that I wish would have lived around me when I was trying to sell my home. Call Homer today at 758-HOMER. That's 758-HOMER. Or go to GuaranteedSaleNC.com. That's GuaranteedSaleNC.com.
Hi, this is Catherine from Winslow's. Make Sunday fun day at Winslow's. Every Sunday, we have our brunch buffet beginning at 10:30 a.m., which features a free stack of buttermilk pancakes. We've got 10 draft beers on special for only $2.75, and team trivia starts at 7 with your chance to win great prizes. Enjoy our relaxed outdoor dining areas in the courtyard or on the patio, and they are pet-friendly. Need a private meeting space? Don't forget about our private banquet facilities with room for up to 100 people. Winslow's specializes in parties of all kinds. Let us host your next birthday, retirement, baby, or bridal shower. We have all-inclusive services for every type of event. Give us your guest list and your details, and we'll take care of the rest. With our beautiful atmosphere, 46 beers on draft, and our affordable menu, Winslow's is the place to be. Request a reservation by visiting us at winslowsdeli.com. Visit us soon at 120 West 5th Street in Uptown Greenville.
Running low on gas? Don't wait too late. Is your stomach growling for a snack or the kids screaming, gotta go right now? Duck through gas stations and food stores located through Eastern North Carolina have gas, snacks, groceries, drinks, and clean restrooms so you can make one convenient stop. Providing quality Shell gas, clean food stores, and restrooms, Duck Through is Eastern North Carolina owned and operated. Keep the car and the family filled up by stopping in a Duck Through gas station and food store near you.
Talk of the Town here on 103.7 WTIB. What do you think about the this renewable fuel standard? And I know a lot of Eastern North Carolina farmers grow corn, and they've done pretty well. You know, it's been a boost to the economy in some ways because these farmers are growing more corn. And but this group we just had on here, this Institute for Energy Research, says that it's ultimately costing consumers more in food cost because all the ethanol, all the corn's going into making ethanol that's going into our gas, and people don't like that. What do you think about that? 561-8255. I've had people call me before about this, and I got some folks now that want to talk about it. Keith is on the line. Good morning, Keith. How are you?
Good morning, Henry. How you doing?
You buying this? This Thomas Powell was selling there a minute ago.
Not only buying it, he's 100% correct.
Is that right?
I'm originally from Southwest Minnesota, and I've got friends that are farmers back there, and they are literally cleaning house.
Yeah.
There are so many plants that are producing ethanol and everything around that part of the country, and all these plants would be flat broke if it was not for government subsidies. So I used to live back there, and I haul grain. And I haul grain directly to food markets. And the grain that I used to haul out of all these elevators, out of all the farms that went directly into food and directly into animal feed, is now going directly to these plants being subsidized. It shoved the corn price up to $7+ per gallon, the bean price to over $15. Corn price to over $7 a bushel, and the bean price is over $15 a bushel.
Wow.
And that just
runs the cost of everything up, even your meat, because to feed the cattle it's costing the farmers that feed the cattle astronomical amounts of money to get the corn because the. You know, they'd rather put the farmers would probably rather put the corn into the gas, right? Into the ethanol.
Listen, a farmer's like every other businessman. He's going to sell his product to whoever wants to pay the most amount of money
sure.
for his product.
Absolutely.
We all do that. I mean, that's perfectly. I'm not calling farmers greedy. What I'm saying is this a corrupt, rotten government program, like most of them. And in this particular situation, it's especially egregious to small farmers.
What's really interesting about it, though, is that when it started, am I right, Keith, it was started by the environmentalists. The environmentalists yep. wanted to say, you know, because they said fuel emissions from gasoline were ruining the ozone layer and ruining the environment, and so they wanted us to put more ethanol in our cars. Well, what we found out is the more ethanol goes in your car, the more it's going to screw up your car engine, number one. And number two, it runs the cost of everything, including the gas, up, and certainly has run the food cost up. But now I was happy to hear Thomas Pyle say that some of the real liberals in Congress, including even Dianne Feinstein, are beginning to kind of get it, that it's really not helping the environment.
Well, not only that, you talk about biofuels completely. If you take biodiesel and you let that in the fuel tank and you do not put additives in that fuel tank, it starts growing algae. It screws up your fuel mm-hmm. delivery system. It screws up the injectors in your engine, everything. These people are just nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put gas and diesel in these trucks like we always did, and let's forget about this stuff that's supposed to be going into food. I agree with this guy 100%. And I got a lot of farmer friends that would probably be very irritated with me right now. But, hey, this is about the best, what's best for the country as a whole, not for yeah. one group in the country. And I'm all for farmers. But if farmers want to make money, get together, block your product, and sell it for a profit. Mm.
Anything that the government can do at this point to put more money in the pockets of consumers and lower food prices, maybe it'll help us pay for these health care premiums.
Henry, if you want to go for the Unaffordable Health Care Act, go ahead, but I'm not in.
Yeah, I got you. Thank you, Keith.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Good phone call there, 8:52. Mm-hmm. And 8 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Let's do some sports. Big sports week coming up. East Carolina, NC State in Raleigh on Saturday. I can hardly control myself. I'm so excited. McGee and his crew will be live at Washington tomorrow night. Come on down to the waterfront there on the river on Stewart Parkway on the Waterfront Restaurant. 6 to 8 tomorrow night. That's where we're going to be for the pregame show tomorrow night, our Choose Pews Pirate Game Day Countdown. And speaking of the aforementioned Mr. McGee, here is McGee on sports.
Yeah, and talking ECU and NC State tomorrow night, 6 to 8 at On the Waterfront in Washington. Had a chance to speak with the one coach here at ECU who had the recipe for beating NC State, certainly better than anyone else, and that was Steve Logan. And here's a snippet of that interview that we'll play back Friday night when I asked Coach Logan to comment on the meaning of the implications of this game for ECU.
As long as NC State tries to duck and dodge and downplay the significance of the game, it'll always play into East Carolina's favor. And the East Carolina kids and the fan base, they're going to be open and admit that it's a big game to them no matter what. And that whole scenario that I'm painting is would be my comment about the whole game.
So more of that interview to come tomorrow night with the Choose Cheese Pirate Game Day Countdown with head coach Steve Logan, who went 3-1 during his 11 seasons here in Greenville against the Wolfpack.
Did he really?
He sure did.
I remember that game in 99. It was the first time we ever had 50,000 people in Dowdy-Ficklin. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
They had to bring in bleachers for the end zones end zones. I believe it was David Garrard's sophomore year, maybe, junior year.
Would have been sophomore.
No, it wasn't 99. It was like 2001.
That was Coach Logan's last.
No, his last year was 2002, wasn't it? Well, maybe it was 2000 then. It was 2000. Anyway, that game here, and East Carolina just, Logan's team just beat Mike O'Kane's team to death that day.
Yeah.
I hope we see a repeat of that on Saturday.
It would be nice. Tonight, right. Number 18, UCF welcomes the Rutgers in the pivotal game there in the AAC. Now, the family of the woman who identified FSU quarterback Jameis Winston as the man who sexually battered her, criticized the Tallahassee Police Department Wednesday, saying a detective warned against proceeding with the case because Tallahassee is, quote, a big football town, and she would be, quote, raked over the coals. Now, Winston's DNA was found in the underwear of the woman accusing Winston of sexual assault. That does not mean that he's guilty, but it does prove that he was with her the night she claims she was sexually assaulted.
McGee, that's way too much information.
That's how the report read. I'm just going to, got to read it that way. So a lot more on that story for Jameis Winston after dealing with there.
It's way too much information. All right, our sports update brought to you by Stadium Sports, your new Costa Sunglasses authorized dealer. What a great gift idea. Costa Sunglasses. And, of course, Stadium Sports is jam-packed with a great selection of new Costas just in time for the holiday season. Stop by Stadium Sports today or tomorrow. Get you something to wear. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cool in Carter Finley on Saturday. And wear something purple and proud and strut around the tailgate fields over there at NC State on Saturday. And wear your Stadium Sports purple with pride. And they've got a lot of cold weather gear right now. Go by and get you something new at Stadium Sports, 1400 G, Charles Boulevard in Greenville. And I got to thank Eric Jarman at Stadium Sports. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be announcing Daryl Harrison. This was Daryl's idea. Daryl Harrison, our local Xerox authorized dealer, is teaming up with the station. We are going to be doing a huge promotion for Operation Santa Claus. And coming up in 2 weeks, I believe, from tomorrow, on the 13th of December, it might be 3 weeks, we're going to be asking you to come to our on-location broadcast and bring an unwrapped toy. But we're also going to start a coat drive for kids who do not have coats for the winter. And it's all part of our Operation Santa Claus deal. And Stadium Sports is going to participate in that as well. They will announce all that tomorrow. Everybody have a great Thursday.
Government shutdowns, runaway debt, and the debacle known as Obamacare leaves little doubt that Washington is broken. And career politicians like Walter Jones are a big part of the problem. Even though you live in one of the most conservative areas in the nation, Walter Jones was listed by the National Journal as the most liberal Republican in Congress. This is a clear indication that after 30 years in politics, Walter Jones votes for Washington values, not Eastern North Carolina values.
I'm Taylor Griffin, and I approve this message because you do have a conservative choice for Congress. I worked for Senator Jesse Helms and watched real conservative principles in action. Was on staff in the Bush White House on 9/11 and worked in the Treasury Department tracking down funds headed for terrorists. I went on to open my own successful small business, so I know what it is to meet a payroll. Please visit my website at taylorgriffin.org and see why I'm the clear, principled conservative choice for Eastern North Carolina.
Paid for by Taylor Griffin for Congress. Learn more at taylorgriffin.org.
At Brown & Wood, we've been serving Eastern Carolina for over 77 years, continually retraining staff and renovating our facilities to ensure that you get the best service and sales experience anywhere in Eastern Carolina. Before you make a buying decision anywhere else, please visit Brown & Wood Mazda. We'll meet or beat anybody's deal and share with you the Brown & Wood experience. Maximum savings and best selection. Come visit us next to the convention center, or you can shop us online at brownandwoodauto.com.
It's that time of year again. Football season is upon us, and those of us that live in Eastern North Carolina know what a special time of year it is. This is Landon Menjes with Menjes Bottling Group. I'm the fourth generation of my family to have the honor of distributing Pepsi-Cola products to my neighbors in Eastern North Carolina. For over 75 years, my family has taken pride in this great responsibility, and we are proud to have remained locally owned and operated for over seven decades. When you purchase a Pepsi in Eastern North Carolina, you are supporting your community and keeping those dollars right here in your own backyard. Pepsi has a special connection with the people in Eastern North Carolina. There's a lot of heritage here, and we do our best to honor that every day. There's excitement in the air this time of year, and we celebrate that excitement with you. From tailgating with friends to just relaxing at home watching the games, thank you for choosing to fill your coolers with Pepsi, and thank you for allowing us to serve you all these years. Support local, drink Pepsi. Go Pirates.
Listen up, guys. Yes, you can afford a diamond from Bailey's Fine Jewelry. If your budget is $2,000, $1,500, or even less than $1,000, Bailey's has beautiful, high-quality, certified diamond engagement rings to fit your budget. You can get a gorgeous one-carat diamond for less than $4,000. There's no such thing as a dumb question at Bailey's. They want you to be comfortable. So, guys, when you go shopping for your diamond, remember, yes, you can afford a diamond from Bailey's. Bailey's Fine Jewelry, located in Greenville at 511 Red Banks Road. Every woman wants a Bailey's.
7 WTIV, Williamson, Greenville, Rocky Mount.
Now we can go right on to talking about 2016.
The Glenn Beck Program is next.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Richard Davies. They've been there for a dozen years fighting the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and other insurgents. In Afghanistan, leaders are meeting now to discuss whether U.S. troops should be allowed to stay after next year. ABC's Mohammed Leela in Kabul says an Afghan assembly is being held.
People from across the country have come to Kabul, people who are politicians, women, activists.